It's not marked, but there's channel two over. There's channel two over on Saturday at supper, the 19th of December, 1970. Channel two over, Cookie. Saturday at supper, the 19th of December, 1970. Channel two over. Channel two over.
To get a haircut. Well, I stopped there at Max, you know, barbershop. That's where I get my hair cut. Then the Gator Pawn Shop is right next door to him. Well, while he's getting his hair cut, I go to the Gator Pawn Shop. I go back in, and damn if I ever saw such a haircut in my life. It's like he turned a bowl up over his head and just cut a square around there, you know. I never said a word. But the old barber cuts my hair. He knew I was mad. Lord, he could see it in my eyes. He said, I could see you was just popping. But he said, you was man enough not to say a word about it. But he said, now don't blame us. The boy told the barber to cut his hair that away. I said, he did? Yes, sir. He told him to cut his hair that away. All right. Here's the money. We're friends. So, going home. Almost got home. I never said a word to Frank. I almost got him home. When they got him home, I said, now, Frank, I got you home. Now, you keep yourself home till you get your hair cut. He said, I just got a haircut. I said, no, you didn't. I said, you just spent $1.75. Don't you set your foot on my station or you get your damn haircut. And he didn't do it. So his mama gave him $1.75 this past Tuesday to get his hair cut again. And he got his hair cut. He wore it for a week that way, but he didn't come to the station.
Cookie?
He didn't. No, I'm in it. I'm in for him not to come to the station with his hair looking like that. It was a disgrace.
I didn't see him.
No, wasn't nobody else.
With his hair like that.
Didn't nobody else in Gainesville see him either, because I told him to stay home. His mama put him in the kitchen doing dishes, mopping the floor.
Is that right?
Hanging up clothes on the line, and that embarrassed him, I'm telling you.
What did it look like?
Just looked like he turned a bowl over top of his head, you know, and took the scissors and just cut it off around there.
So his hair was still heavy on top.
Yeah.
And just sheared around here.
Yeah, just cut square around here. Didn't even cut none of this out here at all.
Oh, he's going to let it grow up long.
Yeah, he thought he was. I had news for him. Had his sideburns all the way down to the cheekbone joint down here. All the way down here, he had his sideburns.
Right there in your family.
Right in my family. But I cut it out of my family.
You got one of the nicest and quietest and well-behaved families in the whole country.
But he cropped out. And he's a different boy. He's altogether different. I bought him a pair of pants and a shirt. And pennies when I bought mine. Now I said, I don't want to get that shirt tail outside them britches when you got it on. I said, that's what you wear them britches for, keep your shirt tail in. And if you're going to wear that shirt tail out, pull them off. Don't wear them out. Pull them off. And I meant too, guys. I may be too harsh on him, too rough on him. But I'm not going to have it.
That's right. Right there in a civilized family.
And
everything harmonious.
If everything... if they're going to do that, God knows I ain't going to feed them.
Well, you hope you got your fingers crossed.
He wanted to go to the ball game. Last Friday night was a week ago. Last night was a week ago. He wanted to go to the ball game.
For that haircut.
No, you ain't going out in public. Made him go to school, that's right.
And all the rest of them there, so he's not much different.
That's right. He wanted to go places with me. I said, no, I ain't going to take you with me. I'm ashamed of you. I don't want to be caught out with you with your hair cut like that. And I didn't take him either, guy. I needed him. I needed him at the station last week in the worst kind of way. Last week was the biggest week I've ever had.
Really?
It was. Sure was.
Man, that advertising paid off.
It paid off. I'm going right back at it hot and heavy after New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. See the company there, Swanee Oil Company. They meet me halfway.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. Just like that Coca-Cola deal. Coca-Cola Company met me halfway, and the Swanee Oil Company met me the other half. So what did it cost me? Nothing, just itching in the Coca-Cola side.
Oh, really?
I discontinued that as of today. I'm not going to give it away no more. This month, this year, I ain't gonna run no more specials this year. Because too near Christmas, New
yeah,
Year's,
yeah.
People were broke.
You were broke.
Like me.
Yeah. Well. You've got... Laura never did anything like that.
She tried to.
Oh, she tried to, did she?
Yes, they won't try me around. She was going to let her part her hair in the middle and just let it flop.
Oh, that. And then be slinging it all
yeah.
the time.
I said, let me catch you one time and I'll take my pocket knife and cut it off close to your head. In a minute. She knew if I caught her out in the public like that, I'd cut her hair right there. And I would. I'd have cut it off, but they wouldn't have been enough of it to get in her eyes. And she's going to wear her dresses short, and I lowered them, too. I did. I'm going to have a hippie in my family.
See, enough of a man
that
is,
don't you? Right. Yes, ma'am, they do. They've got to see how far they can go. They've got to see just how long that rope is.
See, sometimes you can feel it, but you can't always feel it. Where it stops.
Yeah. If your hand's the least bit dirty, you couldn't feel that, at all.
And after you feel it, you can't get it loose.
Now, you know, let's see. Scott's brand, came out with Spencer.
Yeah. Well, that's got a dispenser, too. That's a Japanese.
Uh-huh.
But the dispenser don't last till you get it home. But there is one, the Scotch brand, whichever it is. I had that and it held up.
Yeah. They come out with a metal dispenser.
Yeah.
And it held up real good.
Yeah.
But I haven't saw any lately.
No, you can't find it. It's all Japanese.
Yeah.
I wish they'd put through some trade up there. I don't mind paying more for American stuff. It hurts my feelings at all, especially when you get it a little bit better. But you know, American stuff's not always better.
Like all of your radios and tapes and all that kind of stuff, It's all Japanese. Every bit of it. They ain't none American made.
Radio is Japanese.
90% of your television parts are Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah.
90% of it.
Cookie, how do you, I don't go in for Christmas calls, but if I had a family, I'd have to. I wouldn't have any choice. I don't even send Christmas cards. Faye sends out some. Now, you see, you don't have a choice. Now, how do you finance all that?
How do I finance all of it?
Sometimes you got the money, sometimes you haven't.
That's right. As luck would have it this year, why, I had the money.
But, you got it not, you still got the... Now, how do you finance it? How do you do it? I mean, how do you manage?
Well, thank goodness, so far.
I don't mean this year. Say when you haven't got it.
Yeah. I usually come up and sell something that I had. Sacrifice something.
Yeah, you can do that.
I did that. I did that many a time. If I didn't have it to sell or have the money to go ahead and do what I wanted to do, why? By golly, I just made it as light as bought what I could, and when the money ran out, I quit. I've done that. But Helen and Laura, they went out today, by golly, and spent $140, just like that. Was back to the station in 3 hours.
$140.
And it'll take me 2 weeks to make $140.
Yeah.
Clear. Yeah. And then they jumped about that high because there was a customer of mine drove up, and she'd been sick for 2 weeks. That woman had been sick for 2 long weeks, had the flu. And she had a little girl about so big. And her husband's a drunk, but she's a wonderful woman. I mean, she's a straight woman. She had to be to put up with what he dishes out. She wanted $2 worth of gas until Monday. I didn't have the heart to say no. She buys all her gas then. I take care of her car. And she'll pay me right then. But she'd been out of work for 2 weeks. She had that little girl to take care of for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, if she never pays me, my conscience is clear.
But they got after you?
Yeah. I told them I was running that place, and I just get on out.
They get after you every night, about
yes, sir.
Letting stuff out.
Yeah, they jump all over me.
It's so easy to let it
go. Yeah, but the only thing I've lost, as far as letting $2 or $3 or $4 worth of gas out like that to my regular customer, I have never lost a nickel like that. They've always come back and paid me when they said they would. But where I got took was for checks. Just took me and cleaned my plows over there and goes.
Yeah.
I took a handful down last week and turned them loose. One fella comes in the station every day.
Why, Cookie, and give you a bad check?
Give me a bad check.
They're still coming?
He comes in, but he never said nothing about the check. Bumped him about it, aggravated him for 3 months.
3 months?
3 months, and he wouldn't pay me.
Well, he keeps trading with
you. He keeps coming trading with me. And the check was for $44.
God.
I turned it loose. I said, I could have my money. He said, I ain't got it. I said, buddy, you'll get it, because I'm going to turn it over to the county judge. And I done it.
Well, They just get so much hand clothes they don't have a place to store it. And I thought this year I'd go with that focus. I don't think they trust each other though. I think they're getting up big enough now. They can't put it all in one place. They have to hide it out. I think they hide it out in the hay barn. You lift up a bale of hay and you allow the see Santa Claus package.
You know, I just can't do that. But you know, I felt sorry for that woman that come in there today. I couldn't have said no regardless. I couldn't. Now she works and tries to help herself when she's able to work. And I'll get my $2. She'll pay me my $2 Monday.
Yeah, that's not the kind of
get. That's not the kind of get next to me. Boy, the mothers, well, they just get next to me.
Well, now, because you haven't told me now how you raise money. They'll give you a charge anywhere you go.
Yeah, but since I've been in the state of Florida, I haven't charged nothing for Christmas.
Oh, really?
No, sir.
Lay away.
We've laid it away.
Oh, that's not charged.
That's not charged. We've laid it away in, say, in September. And pay a little bit on the loan and then pick it up about the 20th of December.
Yeah.
But this year we didn't lay nothing away. Not the first thing.
Yeah.
I haven't bought the first thing for Christmas yet. And I'm going to have to change my mind if I do. Because they've done spent over $300 so far for Christmas. They spent $140 a day and back to the station in 3 hours. They did.
Well, when you got so many little children to buy for.
Yeah.
Come on, have some of this.
Well, now you see, they've got so much that there's really not much they need.
Actually, the only thing I'm looking forward to on Christmas Day is having 3 meals myself.
Yeah.
And seeing that my beautiful horses has 3 square meals on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Instead of once a day, 3 squares on Christmas.
They remember that.
That's my whole heart's desire.
Yeah. Well, spit out your back and take a bite. There it is.
Everybody, there's 2 or 3 people wanting me to since they know Helen's gonna work Christmas Eve. They want me to go places with them and do this and do that. One of my very faithful customers wants me to go with him and his wife. He was in today, and he's going to give Laura a scholarship at Santa Fe Junior College for her graduation.
Mm.
Oh, really?
He's going to pay her tuition for 1 year.
Is that right?
He is ex-vice president of the Florida National Bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the one that... He got after you about something. What was that? Yeah.
He's got after me so much.
That was about the parade or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's got after me so much. I mean... But now, I'll tell you, you know, I'm just tempted to go with him. I mean, my kids, they know they ain't no Santa Claus. They know that Mom and Daddy got to be Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So, I'm just tempted to take him up on it. And, you know, I haven't been out in years by myself. That's true. I'm about to get lost.
No telling what you'd get into going out by yourself.
You're always out with the clan.
That's right, the clan.
Clay, what did you ever use these
small loan places?
One time. One time. First automobile I ever bought, I had financed through a small loan company.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And that was the hardest thing to pay back. I paid for 4 years, and I just seemed like it got bigger.
Yeah. So much interest.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I never thought I'd deal with a small loan companies. But you know what happened?
The university operates one.
Mm-hmm.
They charge you the same rate of interest as small loan people do. Now, I haven't kept up with it, but it was 1 cent a month. Now, it's higher than that, I'm sure now. But the university charged the same thing.
3% a month now.
And furthermore, the university doesn't, you see, you've got to pay on it all the time. Well, you're doing the small loans too, don't you?
Yeah.
And they got the assurance of they can take it out of your check.
Yeah, they're going to get their money if you work.
Yeah, that's right. And the only way to beat them is to quit working over there. Well, it's for the employees.
And then they'll follow you.
Yes, I'm sure of that. Yeah. But as long as you're there, you see, they just automatically take it out. So there's not much risk, is there?
No.
Well, after 12%. So you see, I'm not up to date.
That a nigger, I sold that 54 Chevrolet to yesterday. I sold it to him Thursday. He said, Mr. Cook, he said, I'll bring you $50 tomorrow. He said, I'll go to the credit union and get it tomorrow. He said, I can get $50 and stop. Any sweat.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the credit union and got me $50. Okay. He bought me $50. I let him have the car. I said, now, first of January, I'm only going to be looking for $50 more for my automobile. If I have to go get it, it's going to be tough luck, because I'm rough. I said, I want my $50 in here the first day of January.
So you make more noise than all of us put together, that's scripting.
My automobile back. He said, Mr. Cook, he said, I'll have your money here. He said, I like that automobile.
He did?
Yeah. Well, Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night. I come down and feed the horses. Helen and Grandma Todd, and Laura, see, Laura's off Thursday. They followed me down here to Micanopy. I drove that old truck down there. I left it sitting there. I sold it. I thought I was going to have to walk there for 2 or 3 days. I sold out to 2 automobiles. Guy Miles.
Practically walking.
Practically walking. An old Pontiac and Cadillac.
That old Pontiac kept you going.
Yeah, kept me from walking. And I've had people wanting to buy it.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how you do it.
They've looked at $350. I priced it $350 and they come and looked.
Well, they couldn't.
They did.
They won't quite.
They can't quite scrape up that much money. You don't know how much enjoyment I get out of that, though. You just don't know. I bought a truck last night over the telephone.
Haven't even seen it.
I used to own it, but I bought it back for $50. You remember that little green one that I had put the chrome mirrors on the side? And that last little green one I had, Chevrolet?
Did you paint it?
Yeah, did I paint it?
Yeah.
I bought it last night for $50.
Yeah. That's the one that shook or did something.
Yeah. Shook all over, more than anywhere else. I bought it for $50. I traded it. Let's see. I traded it for that 62 Chevy 2 car, that white one. Got $65 to boot.
Yeah.
I sold a 62 Chevy 2 for $150 cash money. And then turned around and bought the truck back for $50.
Well, I'd have to hear that again. To
now, you never go to the small loan companies. If you got to raise money right quick, you just sell something.
Yeah.
And get what you can out of it.
That's right.
If you have to give it away, you just give it away.
If I have to sell a horse for $35 to get enough money, I'm gonna get my money.
Yeah. And that's better than this barn.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That'll break you. Keep you broke.
Go to small loan company and borrow $50. And if you don't pay it back in 30 days, if you ain't awful careful, that $50 is going to cost you $50.
Oh,
that's right. You can pay it back in 30 days, and it'll cost you around $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you can dig it up and pay it back in 30 days, well, just keep stalling a little bit and dig it up yourself and forget about the small loan company.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Today's is no great help. Well, that credit's up. Now, on your house and lot, that's a different matter.
That's altogether different. Altogether.
That's kind of legitimate credit because you pay less than you do rent.
Yeah, see, my rate interest on my house is 6%. 6% of the balance, not 6% of the whole amount, 6% of the balance.
And they can't hang it on you?
No, sir, they cannot. At a loan company, a small loan company, they can do as they please. And there ain't no law to keep them from it. It's like a pawn shop.
Yeah.
A pawn shop can loan you what he wants to on anything and then sell it for what he wants to.
Yeah. Well, now, the people you know, Cookie, where do they raise their money?
I don't know.
Well, that red Ford truck, he'd give you that.
Yeah.
Because he was short, he needed the money.
Yeah, he just gave me that truck.
So other people do the same thing?
Yeah, I guess. So I ended up with $1,025 out of that red Ford truck.
Yeah.
He did.
And I didn't have $600 in it. And I had a trip to West Virginia back.
Did you let the house go with it?
Yeah.
You didn't have much in that.
No, I'm working it out. You can't count your labor or nothing.
You don't get one of those red Ford trucks every day, do you?
No. got a chance to clean up, and I just cleaned up.
Sure.
Well, now Clyde don't trade as much as you do.
No, he trades high price stuff.
And every now and then.
Every now and then. But he makes a killing when he does trade.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah. He bought a 66 Pontiac automobile. $300.
66?
Yeah.
Wasn't wild.
It had seen some rough times. But anyway, he tinkered on it and played with it, cleaned it up. Sold it for $9.50, cash money. But that's the first time he's done that in 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, during that 6 months, I bought a half a dozen or more and sold them and made $100 off of them and had a lot of fun, enjoyment out of it. In other words, I made as much money as he has.
Just had to handle a few more cars.
Well, now, does he handle the paper the way you do?
No.
Well, does it go down? Is a record kept that he sold a car?
Yeah. See, according to the records in Gainesville, I never owned that red Ford truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I had insurance on it. If I'd have had an accident, I'd have got the refund on it.
Now, all your cars, you take insurance on them?
Yes, sir. I've got a blanket. What they call a blanket insurance.
Well, there is such a thing.
Well, for certain people. See what I do? Charles D. Bolt, State Farm Insurance. I take out insurance. I've got it on the Cadillac. Okay. If I have a wreck with Pontiac, basically, I'm not covered. But he's got a form there already filled out. All he's got to do to it is date it yesterday and to transfer the insurance from the Cadillac to the Pontiac and send it in real quick. Well, automatically, I'm covered.
Mm-hmm.
When he puts the date on there, yesterday's date, got to have a wreck today. He would date it yesterday. Well, he'd put it in the mail, see. I'm automatically covered. That's the way it is. I've got insurance on one vehicle. That's all. Well, it'd cost you a little bit of extra money to get that to get that benefit. It cost me $50. Now, that's what they call black market insurance.
You
wanna? Ain't everybody knows about that.
I never heard of it.
Black market insurance. And there's so many people going through that because the insurance is so high on their automobiles.
Yeah.
And you can't be out here without
it. You can't be without them. All right. The insurance companies is not making no more money.
Yeah. Do they have a car and two licenses?
If they had dropped the price of their insurance,
mm-hmm.
where everybody could afford to put it on every vehicle, like me, for instance. Right now, I've got three.
Mm-hmm.
Three automobiles.
Yeah.
Come next Tuesday, I'm going to have four automobiles. On the road.
Yeah.
Okay. They would get more money out of me, a lot more money out of me, four times as much out of me, in other words, as they're getting now, if they had dropped the price down.
That's right.
But yet, I still got the same coverage that I had if I had four insurance policies.
If you got a car, you could park it there at the house or keep it parked in your station, but you can't do that. You got to move it all the time.
Mm-hmm. The way I trade in traffic, I may not even have have an automobile when the insurance comes in effect if it was transferred every day, if I transferred it to everything. Just like that 54 Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And that 59 Chevrolet station wagon. I turned them loose in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Well, because you
got to
have some protection.
That's right. You got to have protection.
Hmm. You didn't realize there was all that to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I realized he had to have protection. Mm-hmm. I sure did.
You thought he ought to have it.
Ought to have, because he, especially with children driving, or with anybody driving.
You got to have it. You can't just run away.
They could really get you in trouble. They could.
Well, like,
they could ruin you for the rest of your life.
Take everything.
Yeah.
So.
Or was likely to make.
That's right. It's like poor little old Laura. She did the sweetest thing yesterday. The Pyramid Club had a party over at Sunland again yesterday.
Yeah.
They was
good, right?
About five girls. Laura, we're going to ride with you.
Uh-oh.
Laura said, no. She said, I don't think you are. She said, oh, yes, we are. We're going to ride over with you. We're going to ride in Cadillac. Laura said, I don't think you are. He said, why? She said, for the simple reason I was criticized when I took you first over there once before and I had the accident. I was criticized and I'm still being criticized over that same incident. And there ain't none of you going to set a foot in my automobile.
She let him have it?
She just let him have it. She drove by herself.
Tell her daddy.
Just tell him.
Well, you know, Cookie. Gee whiz, Faye. Laura's still in high school.
Yeah.
She got a job. Makes as much as her daddy. Got a car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was no wonder they want to ride with her.
Big car, too.
But you got to be prepared. They'll talk about you. You know, they'll criticize you no matter what you do, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she told him. She said, I bought that car and I paid for it. She did. I found it. She wanted it. She paid for it. That's her car. It ain't mine.
Mm-hmm.
And old Frank, nah, he's just the opposite. Let me tell you what he done. It's like I told him, I said, if you'd got your hair cut decent in the first place, I'd give you that 54 Chevrolet to fix up. But I said, you make me mad now. And I'm not going to give you that 54 Chevrolet. He said, 54 Chevrolet, that's six cylinder? I said, yeah. He said, I want a V8. I said, that's good enough. Get your own.
You mean they look down on a six?
They do.
You got to be particular what you give people. Huh?
Yeah, they won't take anything as a gift.
You know,
he's wanting that other Cadillac I'm gonna get out of the shop Tuesday, but he ain't gonna get it.
What's that?
He's wanting my other Cadillac, and I ain't gonna give it to him.
You got another Cadillac?
Yeah. I've got a Cadillac, a 59 model. There were five sold in the state of Florida in 59.
Oh?
There were two sold in the Gainesville area in 59, like this one. I have the only '59 Cadillac Eldorado on the road today in the state of Florida. The only '59 Cadillac.
Well, you sure couldn't get in trouble with that car. Of course, everybody knows who owned it.
Okay. When I found that all out, I found out what that car was worth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Las Vegas, it's worth $5,000.
Why, guys?
So I sent it to the paint and body shop. I said, make it original. It's going to cost me $200 Tuesday evening to get it out of the shop. With a new paint job. It's going to cost me another $200 after the first year to get the interior fixed. Then it'll be like brand new. And it'll be worth $5,000 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Give us your channels on all this.
Sir?
Give us your channels on all this. You didn't know all that yourself.
I didn't know it until old man Brooker, he used to run a dry cleaning route. He's got a 60 model Cadillac just like Laura's.
Yeah.
Just exactly. In fact, the matter, I was going to buy it if he traded it in. I was going to buy it for Laura for a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Instead of that, though, he goes. He has a $100 paint job put on it. Interior cleaned up. And he's been offered $1,250 for it.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he told me. He said, you know, that 59 that you got junk back there. Is only one in captivity of that particular series and model in the state of Florida that I know of. So I went to Johnny Brasington, and he let give me the lowdown on that 59 model Cadillac.
Oh, Johnny did.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he said it's worth $5,000 in Las Vegas or California, either one.
Yeah. Are you? Cookie don't need to play golf. It'd be dull, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sport around that 59 myself just a little bit.
I don't believe it.
Get the interior fixed and the exterior.
And just sport around a little bit.
It cost me about $400.
Yeah.
Then drive it to Las Vegas.
Imagine me and Clyde go to Las Vegas then.
Oh.
Well, you can afford to do it.
It's like Clyde said, it had been a many man went to Las Vegas in an $8,000 or $9,000 automobile and come back in an $85,000 bus.
I wondered how that turned out. Yeah.
But it's true. They went to Vegas in an $8,000 or $9,000 Cadillac and come back in an $85,000 bus.
But look how many people, see? How far the channels go on all these things. Amazing, isn't it?
I didn't realize that it was that rare. I didn't when I bought it. You get $25 for it.
Yeah.
I bought it from Buddy Wilkerson for $25.
From Buddy Wilkerson? What the hell? How did he get it?
He picked it up. I got it for the record bill.
Oh.
And one of the professors at the University of Florida used to own it.
Used to own it?
That's right. He bought it new. Paul Thurston.
He bought it new?
Right.
A 59 Cadillac new?
Right.
Well, where in the world did he get the money?
I don't know, but he bought it new. I got the affidavit in my pocket where he signed to get me the title. Yeah,
I remember that car.
I've got it. It looks like it's going to look like a brand new one when I get done with it.
It run good?
Why, it runs like a top. Clyde Harrison's kept it up ever since he bought that car. Nobody worked on it but Clyde Harrison.
Oh, Clyde, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't just call him Clyde. I don't know who you're talking about.
He's the only man that worked on that car.
Yeah. Since,
Since Paul Thurston bought it.
What?
It's only got 78,000 actual miles on it. That's what's showing on the speedometer, and that's actual.
$5,000 Keep it and take people riding in it for pay.
I'm gonna ride myself in it. I'm gonna wear it back, smoke my cigar. I'm gonna play big shot just a little bit.
Yeah.
I may go broke, but I'm still gonna play big shot.
Yes, a week or two wouldn't hurt anybody.
That's just fun, isn't it?
I get the biggest thrill out of that. I ain't nothing gives me a better thrill than working with things like that.
Well, now you know a man is really not captain of his fate or master of his soul, or the other way around. You never had any inkling, Cookie, of what that location would mean.
None at all.
When you went down there, you was as sorry for yourself as anybody ever was.
I was. But now it just don't make any difference.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool.
That's right. Because it's gonna warm up someday.
Yeah, and cool off.
Just like there's a fella come in there yesterday. He said, I want to sell you this desk. And this attic fan. I said, what you want from him? He told me. I know that's too much money. I won't pay it. I said, what will you give? A pretty nice metal desk. A regular office desk is what it is. And I imagine it costs $150, $200.
Yeah.
And a 42-inch attic fan.
Yeah.
Got a motor on it. Cost you $35, $40. Okay. He said, what will you give? I said, I won't give no ways near $75 for the pair. I said, I ain't going to do that. He said, what will you give?
That's what he wanted?
Yeah. And I'll give you $50 bill for it. He took me up.
You can sit out there in front of that attic fan, can't you?
When the sun gets hot, I can hook up at our attic fan, 42-inch job.
You don't care whether the wind's blowing or not.
Oh, I'll make it blow.
Yeah.
But I bought it.
You can get the money out of the desk.
Yeah, I'll catch somebody needing a desk, and I'll get my money out of the desk.
People come by and
won't
sell
anything.
What do you do?
I don't know. I guess they
just tell.
Everybody tells them that I buy junk, I guess.
Well, okay. Now, nobody over there at the gas well does that. They buy stuff?
No. They run them off.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, people like this will make the rounds.
Sure, they'll make the rounds.
And at the gas well, they run them off.
Yeah, Smitty wanted to buy my old truck. I ran him off. I didn't want to sell it today.
He wanted to buy it?
Yeah. I could have made $25 on it today and just bought it and brought it home. Just took it to the station.
Oh, which made it?
Yeah, how could I make $25 that quick? Well, if I don't make $50, I'll keep it. And if I do, if I go ahead and finish it up, I'll make $250 off of it. If I sell it. Because Frank's overhauling engine. See, Frank's off next week and the week after that.
Yeah.
Frank's done got the engine, tore all the pieces in. He's going to put new rings, main bearings, grind the valves.
In the truck?
Yeah. Got it. Roller in the shop this morning. And
you mean, is that a good enough truck to do that?
Sure.
What mile is it?
49.
Truck?
49.
Well, you keep going backwards, don't you?
Cookie?
They'll do the job.
He's 21, 22 years old.
You may have to get a right smart out of that. You gonna take that to Las Vegas?
Okay. I'd heard Clyde talk about them old cars out in Las Vegas, but it never once dawned on me that that Cadillac was a special automobile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet he's mad he didn't pick it up.
He's been wanting to buy it.
Yeah, I can understand.
And I never realized why, but I do now.
Oh, he didn't let on.
He didn't let on. He didn't let on that it was a special automobile. See, it's got a white vinyl top on it.
Well?
Well, I'll have a white vinyl top on it. I had it painted to protect it until summertime, so I can get a real good job on a vinyl top. In the wintertime, you can't do it because the metal gets cold and hot and expands. Where if you put it on in the summertime when the temperature is more stable, it will stay there. So, they say, I don't know. But I'm going to wait till it warms up and I'm going to put a vinyl top on it. That's another $75. But heck, if I have $600-$700 in it, and a $5,000 automobile, I ain't hurting.
Plus, you got a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Now, that's what Frank wants to drive. Well, I ain't gonna let him drive it. I ain't gonna turn it over to him.
Oh.
See, he flat turned the Chevrolet down.
He's playing for this Cadillac.
He's playing for broke. Oh, Frank, he's going for broke. Now, Laura, she took the old 51 Chrysler, crippled along. That was the first car she got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
She was as proud of it as she could be.
Yes.
All right. She drove the old 53 Chevrolet truck. Just as proud of it as a hen with one chicken.
Yeah.
And the Pontiac that I'm driving tonight. And that she was just as proud of that as she could be.
Oh, that Pontiac, that was a feather in her cap.
And then she got the Cadillac. And she's just as proud of that as she could be. And if Frank can't go along and be the same, go right down the same road, why, he can just get his own car the best way he can.
Well, you know, in Laura's case, her rise is so fast it makes it's giddy to think about it.
That's right. That's right. And to think I only give $25 for the Pontiac to start with.
Yeah.
That comes from that wreck out there.
No, a college co-head.
Yes.
Drove it in on a lot, and I bought it for $25.
Now that's been a pretty good car. Have you had to do much to it?
I wouldn't.
Do anything much. Tune it up.
I tuned it up, and I fixed, put two burnt valves in it. But I haven't done nothing to that car. And Laura wrecked it, see?
Yeah.
Okay, they give me $175 for it.
Yeah.
Well, I was $150 to the good. Okay, it didn't cost me $50 to get the parts to fix it, and it cost me $50 to have it painted. So I still have $50 to the good and the best automobile in this country yet.
Yeah. Cookie, the only fault anybody could find with it is the steering.
That's right.
But they just didn't make power steering then.
They were so proud to have an automobile that would run like that that they forgot about power steering.
Yes, yes. And they weren't sensitive about that then. And you get used to it now.
I'm used to it. I don't pay attention to it.
Don't pay attention
to it. Not at all. Dive down the road, it won't bother me a bit. Well, I let this one lady drive it, Miss Fordyce, from up at Fordyce and Associates. She got a 69 Buick Riviera. She brought it down for me service, you know. Okay, she said, I ain't got no way back to the office. I said, well, I can't leave. But here's the key to my old car. Can you drive that? She said, I drove one of many a mile.
Did she?
Yeah. And she got in that old thing, and she just Cadillac on the road, and she came back to pick up hers. She says, you know, she says, on the long trip, that old Pontiac would ride better than my Buick Riviera. It rides like a dream.
Well,
you drove it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And it'll get out and go with you, too.
And sounds good and feels good.
Yeah, solid. Just solid as it can be.
Oh, that's it. It's an entirely different feel.
You see, the ones that you get now are supple. And, I don't know the word for it, but they're just too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the other was steadier, just like people ought to live.
That's right. Instead of... It was just gradually.
Yeah.
That's where the plant is. I like it.
These others are nervous, you might say.
Yeah, shaky.
Shaky. Yes. Of course, now these cars, like Clyde was saying, you know, these little ramshackle cars, they just endless amount of mileage in them.
Yeah.
If you got a good one, there's going. But it's a different way, they just represent a different way of life.
I've dove up to stoplight, that old Pontiac. And people be walking by. Stopping it, look at that thing.
Is that right? Yeah.
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 Walk up and listen to it run.
Uh-huh. Now, what year is it?
53.
Now, this is the end of the first tape, Channel 1, Channel 2 over, Channel 2 over, and the continuation of the visit with Cookie this Saturday night at supper, 19th of December, 1970. It'll be carried over on the next reel, Channel 1 right, and this is the end of Channel 2 over, and the first reel, first tape, first side of the visit with Cookie this Saturday night at supper, the 19th of December, 1970. The end of Channel 2 over, and continuation to visit with Cookie on the next reel, Channel 1 right, this Saturday night at supper, the 19th of December, 1970. The end of the Channel 2 over on this reel, and the continuation of the visit with Cookie on the next reel, Channel 1 Right, this Saturday night at supper, the 19th of December, 1970. Now, this is the end of Channel 2 Over on this reel, and the visit with Cookie will be continued on the next reel, Channel 1 Right, Saturday night at supper, the 19th of December, 1970.